This is La Negress Blonde. Constantine Brancusi made it after spotting a statuesque woman in the south of France. As far as anyone knows, he didn't know her, or even meet her. But he remembered her, and he distilled his memories into the shapes you see here. He carved the black marble stand, too, and the white block underneath. It's all part of the artwork. His sculptures were so unlike anything else, they actually launched a famous court case. See, the law said in order to qualify as a sculpture, artwork had to imitate reality.
When you say you consider that a work of art, will you kindly tell me why?
Well, it pleases my sense of beauty, gives me a feeling of pleasure, made by a sculptor.
Here's what happened. In 1926, Brancusi shipped 20 of his sculptures to the U.S. When customs agents opened the crates, they were baffled by his mysterious discs and marble blocks. So they categorized Brancusi's art as kitchen utensils and hospital supplies. That forced the artist into paying huge import fees. He was furious and sued the U.S. government, forcing a judge to rule on what constitutes art. After hours of testimony, the judge decided in Brancusi's favor.
Whether or not we are in sympathy with these newer ideas, we think that the facts of their existence and their influence on the art world must be considered. Let judgment be entered accordingly.